All right, guys. Once again, thanks a lot for getting on the call. I want to give a big special thanks to Rick Gray of Anabolic Secrets. And tonight we're going to be talking about supplements and basically their role in building muscle the quickest way possible. So we'll jump right in. This is Ryan McGinn with Muscle Gaining Experts and MuscleBuildingDeathmatch.com, depending on which list you were on of mine and how you got here. Rick, if you want to start us off, give us your background. How did you come about to, you know, how did you start training, you know, and how did it lead to, you know, developing probably some of the most kick-ass supplements that I've seen or used to date? So give us your kind of background story.
Thanks. I appreciate that. well, you're pretty young, Ryan, so I don't know if you remember this or not, but years ago in the comic books, there was an ad, a Charles Atlas ad. Have you ever seen that old ad?
What did it look like? I don't know. I don't believe I have.
I bet you've heard about it. It was this skinny kid, and he got sand kicked in his face on the beach. He was there with his girlfriend, this big bulky guy. You know, they made fun of him because he was skinny. And anyway, it was Charles Atlas's ad to sell this bodybuilding training course. Well, I was kind of like that 90-pound weakling, basically. I was a skinny kid. I had some health problems, too, when I was younger. You know, I was short and skinny. Kids picked on me. So finally when I got to high school, I saw a lot of my friends going to football and start bulking up there when they were working out. So I decided, you know, I'm kind of tired of being skinny and picked on. I want to put some muscles on. I saw that Charles Atlas ad. I think I started buying the muscle mags. And then anyway, that's what got me into it. I was the typical 90-pound weakling. Struggled for years not making any gains. You know, reading all the muscle magazines and just getting more and more and more confused. And really, I probably, you know, I made some modest progress, but I probably was working out for close to 10 years before I really kind of just eliminated all the stuff that didn't work and finally got all my ducks in a row and finally was able to gain some decent muscle. And, you know, that's my background. I've never been a competitive bodybuilder, never had the desire to do that. That it never appealed to me, never made any sense to me, you know, why I'd want to, you know, traipse around on stage in my underwear and have men judge my physique. You know, that just was – that was never my thing. So
each their own, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like I said, I'm a skinny kid who wanted to bulk up, who, you know, did everything wrong and made all the mistakes for years and years and years. And then just finally, you know, figured this stuff out, put on some, you know, put on some decent muscle and got stronger. And that's my background, really.
When you say, like, figured it out, what was, like, that big turning point for you? Like, do you have a, was there something you just kind of figured out that kind of was like the light bulb went off in your head? Or was it more just an accumulation of just trial and error over years?
Well, when I first started working out, the football coach let me train in the weight room. It was just supposed to be for the football players, but they had the full line of Nautilus machines. They had some free weights, too, like a squat rack. And so, you know, he got me, you know, doing some squats, but they put me on the whole Nautilus routine, which was, you know, back then it was just one set per machine. And, you know, when anybody first starts working out, you can make progress on just about anything. So I made some okay progress. You know, I never got really big, but, you know, put on a little bit of size, got in better shape, and then was just, like, stuck at a plateau for years. I just kept getting confused by the magazines. See, I would read what the guys in the contests were doing, the champs.
Yes.
In the magazines. And that doesn't apply to most of us. That probably doesn't apply to 90% of us. Those guys are like genetic superiors. They could grow using any kind of program. So, you know, first of all, they have that advantage that most of us don't. Second of all, you know, since about the 60s, even late 50s, all those guys competing have taken anabolic drugs. They've taken anabolic steroids, and it's gotten more ridiculous since the 60s. The dosages were pretty modest back then, but pretty much the 70s through today, you know, they're just walking. They're genetic superiors. They're genetic freaks, first of all, gain muscle by combing their hair. And then they just are walking pharmaceuticals, you know, pharmacies taking all these pharmaceuticals. So when they publish their routines, that's just not going to work for most of us. And I kept following those routines and jumping from routine to routine. And, you know, finally I figured it out, what works for a majority of people, just through just constantly, you know, never giving up, even though, you know, like I said, basically a decade of no progress. Continuing to read and research and talking to other people. Did you kind of want the formula I stumbled upon that has worked well for me and a whole bunch of other people too?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure my listeners and everybody will love that.
Well, a lot of guys who are, you know, skinny or underweight, or not necessarily skinny, but have trouble putting on muscles, they drastically underestimate how important food and diet is in this whole equation. And that's a big problem. A second problem is they're training. Most people are probably training wrong for muscle gains. They're probably doing too much volume, training too frequently, too many exercises, too much. Finally, what I figured out what worked for a majority of guys in my situation was a whole body routine just with the basic exercises, you know, not screwing around with, you know, side laterals with 15-pound dumbbells or, you know, concentration curls with a 20-pound dumbbell, doing the big exercises that involve a lot of muscle groups, which are squats, deadlifts, bench presses, dips, chin-ups or pull-ups, bent-over rows. You know, basically working really hard on those, using big weights for not a whole lot of sets. And I ran across a book. Oh, doggone it, the name's going to escape me now. But anyway, it detailed a program that had been highly successful for putting on muscle really fast. I mean, from like the early days, I'm talking the 1920s through the 1950s, before all these anabolic drugs became so popular. This was the routine that all the strongmen and the bodybuilders of that time used to gain weight. You know, I was reading about these guys who'd gain, you know, 15 pounds of muscle in a couple months, 20 pounds, 30 pounds was not even unusual. One guy, Perry Rader, gained 100 pounds of muscle in a year.
Wow.
Using this routine. And he later went on to publish Iron Man magazine. It's changed considerably. He passed away years ago, but back when he was still alive and publishing it, it was like a hardcore magazine. For you know, all the articles were for us regular guys. It didn't have pictures of all the steroid freaks, you know, publishing their, you know, 4,000 sets of body part routines. And I figured, well, hey, this sounds like the way to go. And that's when I really started making gains, is when I started doing those types of routines with the big basic exercises. The one that was most successful, and I've seen this work since then for hundreds of people, I personally have seen it work for hundreds of people, is it's called the squats and milk routine, because that's what the...
Yeah, the super squats program.
Exactly. I can, if you want me to, I can give the rundown on it real quickly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have, well, I mean, I'm not going to assume that they have, but I know I actually personally have done this program, and it works, but it's brutal. But yeah, go ahead and tell us what that entails. So people know.
Yeah, it is brutal. To this day, it's the hardest program I've ever done. I was just thinking about it the other day, you know, and just almost literally started getting a knot in my stomach just even thinking about it. And basically, the main exercise you're just going to bust your butt on is the squat, and you're going to do it in a really unique way. You're going to take a weight you could normally do about 10 reps with. In other words, if you were to take a weight off of the squat rack and do 10 regular squats, you know, right in a row, boom, 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 8, 9, 10. The 10th one, you're about spent. You know, you really couldn't do another rep. And you're going to use that weight and do 20 reps with it. But here's how you're going to do those 20 reps. Instead of doing them, you know, one after the other, you're going to take 3 to 5 deep breaths, squat down. On the way up, blow your breath out. Take another 3 to 5 deep breaths. And so your reps are almost kind of like a rest pause thing. You're actually kind of resting between each rep. After you get past about the 10th rep, you might even be taking more than 5 breaths. You'll be taking as many breaths as you need to recuperate to get that next rep in. And I'm probably not doing it justice explaining it quickly, but it is just so incredibly brutal. Your entire body will just be spent after you do that. And that's really the main part of the program. Squats work, you know, pretty much every muscle in your body. If you work real hard at squats like this, you know, they cause indirect growth because they cause overall body anabolism, which is growth. It triggers a variety of hormones, growth hormone, IGF, insulin-like growth factors, testosterone release. So working real hard on that, you only have to do one set of that, by the way, because I really don't think any human could do more than that if you do them correctly. And the rest of the routine is just some basic exercises like bench press and bent over rows and chins and stuff like that, done in a more normal fashion, you know, somewhere like around 3 sets of 8 to 10 or something like that. That was the routine that I really finally made some progress on. I literally gained 25 pounds in 8 weeks, a majority of that muscle. It wasn't all muscle. I bulked up a little bit. But, you know, I'd say out of the 25 pounds, maybe I put on about 4 or 5 pounds of fat, which at that point I just, you know, I really didn't care about it. I was just happy to have gained so much muscle and strength so quickly.
I mean, I know one thing. When I was doing that, I mean, the milk part plays a huge role too. I mean, I believe they tell you to start with a 1/2 gallon and increase it as you go, and basically you're drinking a gallon of milk a day as well. So it's not something you want to stay on for a long time. But I know, I mean, I've talked to people that have done it, and I mean, I personally done it, and I think I gave up on it after I think I got to like 235 for 20, and I mean, I was just like, all right, I'm done. This is way too hard.
I hear you on that. Yeah, it is really, really difficult. You know, the thing, now, in some people, I mean, these were the old-timers that use this. Some of the old-timers recommended 3 times a week. Some of them recommended 2 times a week. I actually found out my body just couldn't take more than twice a week, so I only did this routine twice a week. You know, and I just had to think to myself, wow, this is extremely hard, hardest thing physically I've ever done in my life. But I only got to do it a couple days a week, and I only got to do it for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And there's a diet that goes with it. You're eating a lot of high-quality food, and you're literally drinking a gallon of milk a day because you need all those extra calories and fats and everything in the milk. But like you said, this is not a long-term program. This is just something you want to do for for a quick boost.
Yeah, if you feel like you're stuck in a plateau, you can definitely hit up the 20 rep squats, and it will shatter all your previous records for sure.
Yeah, even advanced guys. I've had advanced guys, you know, like just practically, you know, just tell me I'm full of crap and laugh at me when I suggested it. And a few of them actually had the guts to try it. You know, and I'm talking big guys, you know, like 5'8", 210 pounds, doing a 4 or 5 day split routine, all this complicated stuff, you know, who were just plateaued out. And even they went to this, doing it just a couple or three times a week, and they all made great progress.
Awesome. Well, for those, if anybody listening wants to know more about that, I believe IronMind.com sells, it's called Super Squat. I think, was it Randall Strawson that wrote that? I don't know.
Yep, that's it. It slipped my mind. It was Randall Strawson, Super Squats was the book. And he does a much better job of explaining it, and explains a lot more eloquently too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more to it than just that. I mean, it's pretty simple to read. I remember from that, but definitely, I think it's like $12 or something. So I mean, it's not like a big spend for anybody that's interested in purchasing that too. So
I highly recommend that book. Not only will it give you all the details about it, it'll get you really excited about it. The way he writes about it, he'll give you all the proof as to why this works, and all the famous old time bodybuilders from the past who used it, and you know he'll detail out their results from it too. That's a great book.
Well, Dan, we had about Rick, 50 or so questions sent in for you, and a lot of them were kind of similar, so I picked out about 10 of them, and we're going to go through a couple. I mean, elaborate as much as you want on them, but we'll kind of keep it, you know. I mean, I'm sure one of these questions you could probably talk for another hour on with as much knowledge as you have in this, so.
All right, cool. Since you got a bunch of them, I'll try to keep it as brief as possible so we can hit as many as possible.
Awesome. Well, the first one we'll start off with is, does creatine really have lots of long-term effects, and is it really worth taking?
Like long-term positive muscle-building effects, or are they referring to side effects?
I'm assuming more positive gains and things of that nature. Will you ever plateau on creatine, or, you know?
Well, creatine has been around for, at least in bodybuilding circles for, geez, a while now. I don't know exactly how many years, at least 20. And, you know, it's probably one of the most studied supplements out there for building muscle strength and athletic performance. So if they're referring to side effects, you know, there's very few. Traditional, good old-fashioned creatine monohydrate, a lot of guys, if they start taking too much at first, have experienced the old Montezuma's revenge from it. They've experienced diarrhea. I think that's the most common side effect, and it's very temporary. And the way to avoid that, just start with a little bit and build up. But, I mean, long-term effects, well, basically what it does, it helps volumize the muscle cells, drawing some extra water into the muscle cells, and it helps increase strength. So when you're training on it, you know, you get better pumps. I'm simplifying this, Ryan, making it real quick. Better pumps, you build strength. The strength increase helps you use more weight, which helps you build muscle. So, you know, the temporary effects, like the volumizing of the muscle, the more water in the muscle cells that you can start feeling after a few weeks, you know, yeah, when you go off, that goes away. But that's just the temporary effect. That's not the specific reason you're taking it. You're taking it to get the strength building and muscle volumizing effects of it to help you build more muscle long term. So, you know, once you've built some muscle and you go off, you know, as long as you keep training, you're not going to necessarily lose that muscle. Does that kind of cover it?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, what do you believe is the differences between, like, I mean, I know yours is a crea alkaline. I know, can you explain, like, the difference between monohydrate and crea alkaline, and, you know, in kind of layman's terms for people there?
Sure. Creatine monohydrate is still a good supplement, but like over the years we've discovered that there's a lot of disadvantages to creatine monohydrate. You have to take really big dosages of this stuff to get the results. I'm talking like, you know, initially for the first 5 to 7 days, like 30 to 40 grams of that stuff. In almost everybody, that causes diarrhea. And after that initial loading phase, you still need to take really high dosages, like 15 to 20 grams a day, to get the desired effects from it. And the reason for some of the side effects, the stomach discomfort and diarrhea, is because in using it in those dosages, it's not all absorbed in the body. It actually converts to a substance called creatinine. And creatinine is actually toxic to the body, not like toxic like it'll kill you, but it's toxic to the body in that it causes those side effects we talked about, like the stomach problems and the diarrhea. And some people actually get real bloated looking on creatine monohydrate. It's because what they figured out is that when it converts to creatinine, it's because of the pH value. I'm going to make this real simple because this is actually really technical. In certain pH levels, pH measures the difference between acid and alkaline environments. Creatine monohydrate converts to creatinine. So you may be taking 20, 30 grams of that stuff, but just a small percentage is actually getting processed and not converted to the toxic creatinine and giving you the muscle building benefits you want. So it's still a good product, creatine monohydrate, as long as you're willing to take it in those massive dosages and suffer those side effects, which are, you know, will kind of make you maybe not like socially acceptable. You know, you're out to eat with your family or your girlfriend and you're having to run to the bathroom every 15 minutes.
That would not be good.
No, not at all. But the reason that we put the Crealkaline in our product, it's Crealkaline is a patented product. It's got an official U.S. patent. Not everybody can use that product in their formulations and sell it. You actually have to have a special license to use it. It's because they've basically taken the problem of the creatinine conversion, the creatine monohydrate converting to creatinine, and they completely done away with it. And it's because it uses a special buffering process that adjusts the pH to the exact level it needs to be so the creatine does not convert into the toxic creatinine.
Wow. That's some deep stuff there. I mean, it's crazy how like scientific and stuff it can really get.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I tried to give a brief overview. If I were to give you all the scientific stuff behind it, you know, your head would be spinning and everybody would go to sleep, including me probably. But yeah, I mean the Crealkaline, it's been, you know, there's been numerous double blind clinical studies, which is the highest level of study. What double line means, there's two groups. Neither group nor the doctors doing a study know which group is taking what. So they've, you know, compared the effects of regular creatine monohydrate to Crealkaline. And, all kinds of very interesting scientific data behind it and all kinds of scientific evidence and double-blind studies and stuff. That's why I put Crealkaline in our formula as opposed to creatine monohydrate or even any of the other forms of creatine, which still, they all have the problem of converting to the toxic creatinine and you not getting enough of the actual product to your muscle cells where you need it. Crealkaline is the only one that does not have that problem.
Cool. I got quite a few questions about more like supplement timing, and I assume that they're going to go. They want to know what's the best time to take creatine? What's the best time to take your protein? I mean, there's so many myths out there. It's like you have to have it after your workout within 15 minutes, or you have to sit some in the middle of your workout. Like, what's your experience? I mean, what do you recommend people do, and kind of, what have you grown to see the most scientifically effective on people?
Yeah, I've been round and round about this, and, I've heard everything that, take your creatine before a workout, or no, that's not right, take it immediately after, all that other stuff. Here's what I found about any kind of creatine product. It doesn't really matter when you take it. Before, after your workout, when you first wake up in the morning before you go to bed, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you take it consistently every day, because it takes a while for it to build up in your body and the effects to build up. So it's just most important just to take it consistently.
What about like the protein thing? I mean, should they drink it before, during, after? Right before bed, what have you seen to really help people get the most out of their protein?
Well, I think one of the most important times to take it is after your workout. I suggest some other things. Your pre-workout nutrition and your post-workout nutrition are really critical. I've seen guys who weren't gaining just start gaining by taking the correct pre and post workout nutrition. The problem with taking protein before a workout is usually for it to be digested, it usually takes about 3 hours for it to be digested and broken down in amino acids and circulating throughout your body there. So if you take a protein drink right before a workout, it's not necessarily going to get protein to your muscles while you're working out. Taking it afterwards, I always recommend, but I don't want this to turn into a pitch for my products. Let me just put it this way. I developed a product to be used specifically before and after your workouts, that basically has all the right amino acids that you need for muscle growth already pre-digested, so you don't have to worry about that, the three-hour protein digestion thing.
What's the name of that?
I recommend doing something like that. The second best thing you could do, like I said, I have my product developed specifically for that, and it was I actually ripped the formula off of a doctor who developed this amino acid formula to nourish starving children in third world countries to get them back to health and get their lean muscle mass back as soon as possible. Another second best option, since, like I said, I don't want this to turn into a product pitch for my stuff, a second best option will be to take some branched chain amino acids about 20, 30 minutes before your workout and also immediately after workout. And I do recommend taking your protein powder after your workout too, along with those extra branched chain amino acids.
What was the name of that of your product that for the BCAAs and all that good stuff?
It's called Nitrabol.
Nitrabol.
Nitrabol, Nitrobol, and it's specifically designed to it gets the amino acids into your system, pretty much immediately within like 10-15 minutes. So I recommend that before your workout, and also immediately after your workout, along with your protein drink. And I recommend some kind of simple carbohydrate mixed in with your protein drink immediately after your workout. You know what? I just a lot of times I just throw a banana in there and mix that up with my protein drink.
And if anybody's interested, there's a link underneath. If you're watching on the webcast, there's a link underneath this that just talks about if you want to check out Rick's Hypergain, that'll actually take you to his website, and you can kind of search around there. I mean, it's really easy to find all of his other products, too, before I get too far off on that, if anybody's interested in Nitro Bowl or anything like that. So,
on that Hypergain page, we're talking about the creatine and crealkaline. Hypergain is the product that has the crealkaline in it, and I've got all the information about the conversion and how that's been a problem and how that's been solved with crealkaline, along with all the double-blind studies you can read about that are at the bottom of the page.
Awesome. Let's go ahead on to another question here, Rick. Let's see. This guy asks, I would like to know your view on the battle of steady-paced cardio and high-intensity cardio. Some experts say 40 to 60 minutes cardio. He goes into some VO2 max numbers, but basically he wants to know, what do you recommend, the steady pace or interval sprints?
I'm not the best person to ask about that because, you know, I just recently got confused again about that. Somebody who I really respect, who is just, he's a champion bodybuilder, and that's one of the reasons I respect him. The reason I really respect him is because he came back from those people could never come back from. He got in a really bad car accident and was basically paralyzed, and the doctor said he'd be paralyzed for life. And he refused to accept that and came back from that and trained himself and rehabbed himself, and now he pretty much walks normally. And it's just his persistence and his, you know, is the reason I respect him so much. And yes, he also was a championship bodybuilder, but he is recommending that the high intensity cardio is not the way to go for fat burning. He said it burns too much muscle glycogen and carbohydrate instead of fat. So you know. Now that got me all confused. I actually was doing the high intensity cardio myself. I've done the slower paced cardio in the past. You know, here's what I found: too much of either for guys who are just, you know, not genetically blessed for gaining muscle. Too much of either will just kill your gains, man. It'll stop them dead in your tracks, And if somebody's doing that for, you know, cardiovascular health and stuff, I'm not the best person to ask about it. But if somebody's doing that for fat loss, I'd say the most important factor really is your diet. What cardio you do is kind of secondary. So I didn't answer the guy's question. If he feels more comfortable with a high-intensity cardio, then go for it. If he feels more comfortable with the lower intensity but longer duration cardio, go for it. If his diet's off, it doesn't matter anyway. He's not going to lose fat. And if his diet's on, I think it's all good because it's all, you know, burning a few extra calories.
That is true. Most people worry so much about what type of cardio and what type of program to follow, and you know, after their workout, they go pound double cheeseburgers and milkshakes. So I think people need to look more into the aspects of food and, you know, supplementation and not so much worry. I mean, working out is simple.
it really is. I mean, people try to complicate it, but the basic principles are simple.
Let's go on to talking about protein now. There's so many out there. I mean, one person asked, what is the best protein supplement on the market? Now, obviously, I'm sure you're going to be biased to your own, but can you give us, what have you seen as far as, I know there's, like, the crappy, you know, lower-end things of protein, and then there's the oh-so-good Muscle Milk that tastes like chocolate cake. I mean, what's your take on a lot of that stuff? Like, what do you feel has the best, you know, can get people the muscle the fastest?
Well, first let me say this, and this is going to make me sound like a heretic, you know, considering the fact that I own a supplement company. The best protein you can take, probably a few miles from your house, there's probably a Publix or a Kroger or, I guess, you know, a Food Lion. I guess it depends on what part of the country you live in. Down here in Florida, it's Publix. It doesn't matter. Go into any grocery store, and you're going to find these little brown white things, and they come in packets of a dozen. And they're called eggs, and they're relatively cheap. And my point is, like I said, this will sound really weird coming from a guy who sells supplements for a living, but the most important thing you got to get right is your diet. You know, supplements are exactly that, supplement. Supplement doesn't mean, you know, substitute. Supplement means supplement, something additional you take. So you got to get your diet right, and you got to be consuming the right foods, and you got to be consuming the right protein foods, which are eggs, beef, chicken, fish, some dairy products. Eggs are really a great protein for bodybuilders for a lot of reasons I won't go into. But so once you have that in place, the challenge becomes, you know, when you want to consume more protein, eating the solid food, you know, is sometimes uncomfortable. You know, your stomach's always filled with solid food. It's way easier to eat a liquid meal. And what I've always advised and have always done myself is have a minimum of three really good solid food meals. That's where you're going to eat your eggs and your beef and your chicken and fish and that kind of stuff. And then alternate those with three liquid meals, which is your protein powders and stuff like that. So maybe breakfast, lunch, dinner, your solid food, and then, between those, your protein powders. Which is the best? You know, I have my opinions on that. Everybody's so hot on whey protein. And I admit, whey's got some really good qualities, but by itself, it's not the best thing to rely on. It's in and out real fast. It's a real fast-acting protein. And, I went back to what the old-timers used when they made their best gains, before steroids were just the big thing in the sport. And, milk and egg protein is the highest quality protein there is. So if you're going to take a protein, I personally look for one with a blend that's got a blend of whey and calcium caseinate, which is a milk protein, and an egg protein mixed in there. I like those three because the calcium caseinate is a slower-acting protein. It kind of congeals in your stomach and is released slowly, so it's a time-release thing. The whey is a faster-acting protein, in and out real fast. And egg is just the superior protein of them all. So that's what I look for. Also, this is just my personal bias. I've done, now that I'm a little older, and don't even ask how old I am, but it's older than 30. Oh, that's all I'll say.
That's why I'm coming to you for all this great knowledge.
Well, when I was younger, I wasn't so interested in my health. I just wanted to look good. Now I'm more interested in my health, and I am scared to death of most of these artificial sweeteners, especially NutraSweet. It's got an interesting story behind it that would scare the hell out of you if you found out about that. And it involves Donald Rumsfeld, of all people, and the company he was president of, who developed that product, and how it would never get approved by the FDA until he went into politics and he got it approved. That stuff and sucralose, it just scares the hell out of me, some of the side effects people have from that stuff. So, you know, I just, me personally, I'd avoid a protein supplement that's got aspartame in it. Something that's got, you know, some natural sweeteners.
So you said no NutraSweet, definitely for sure. What about that new one, Stevia? What's your take? I actually had a question about that one. What's your take on this Stevia?
Way better than NutraSweet or aspartame. Aspartame is, I guess, the NutraSweet is the product name, and aspartame is the chemical name of that sweetener. Stevia is a good sweetener. It doesn't spike your insulin levels like sugar or stuff like that, which you don't want. Getting an insulin spike causes fat gain if you spike it at the wrong times. And so, you know, it's got a sweet taste to it, but it's, you know, doesn't have empty calories like sugar does, and it doesn't spike your insulin level like sugar does. That's personally what I prefer Stevia. Really, to be honest with you, just a protein powder without any sweetener would be cool, but it would just taste like complete crap. Nobody could stand it. So you got to have some kind of sweetener or flavoring in there. And Stevia, in my opinion, is the preferred one. Definitely preferred over sugar, and definitely preferred over aspartame or NutraSweet.
Awesome. I think that cleared up a lot for some people there. Moving on here, William, I got a name on this one, said, "Hi, Ryan Rick, my question is, what are the best supplements to take to boost muscle mass and to aid in fat burning on a tight budget? He has reached a plateau and looking to get the most bang for the least amount of buck."
Okay, that's a good question. I get that a lot. Let me address the question first. I'll be honest with you. Gaining muscle and losing fat at the same time is not easy. You know, it's kind of like you got to focus on one or the other. Remember where I told you I gained those 25 pounds in 8 weeks? Yeah, I gained a little fat with it. Well, if I would have been trying to keep my fat, you know, my body fat low or trying to lose fat at the same time, I probably wouldn't have gained any muscle, because your body needs a lot of high-quality food and calories when you're in a, you know, really intense muscle building phase or program like that. So it can be done. It's just really tricky. You can gain muscle and lose fat. It's really tricky. Your diet has to be just dialed in exactly. And I don't think we have time to go into that today. I found it more successful to concentrate on one or the other. You know, if you want to gain muscle, let's focus on that first. And, you know, with the amount of food you need to eat to gain muscle, you might put on a little bit of body fat. But that's okay. After we're done with the muscle gaining phase, then we can focus on the fat loss phase and do it that way. So having cleared that up, the best, let's take one at a time. To gain muscle, what do I recommend as the best supplements? Well, my opinion is going to be biased, obviously, you know, because I own a supplement company, but, you know, I developed these supplements because I was tired of buying crap supplements. You know, I developed them for me. This started out in like a tiny little apartment in Miami, and I was practically broke at the time. And what little money I had left, I spent on getting these products developed. And my thought was, well, if this flops and I can't sell this stuff, at least I know I'm going to have a big-ass supply of supplements for my own use, the stuff that I've always wanted to buy but could never find. So, you know, me being the selfish person that I am, I developed these for myself. So, yeah, I'm biased, but now you understand why. Most importantly, if I were on a muscle-building phase, I would get on Hypergain, which is the main ingredient in that is the krealkaline. That's the creatine product. It's got some other different factors in there that work together to help boost testosterone levels too. And so I would get on Hypergain. I would also get on Nitrabol. That's that specially formulated amino acid product we talked about. I would take that pretty much immediately before workouts and immediately after. And also the protein product, which is called Ultimate Protein Complex. It has all those things I just described to you. The three types of protein, the whey, the milk, and the egg. It's not flavor with aspartame or any of those nasty, bad sweeteners that can give you some really nasty side effects. It's sweetened with stevia. And, you know, it's also, it's got a special blend of vitamins and minerals that help with protein metabolism. And, those would be, I'd say those would definitely be the big three, the Hypergain, Nitrabol, and the Ultimate Protein Complex. There's others you could add, but, you know, this is the starting point. This is definitely a good base. The other side of the equation, the fat loss, you know, diet is just so important. You got to get that right. Most people don't. Once you get it right, the supplements can help with the fat loss. If your diet's not right, I'll be honest with you, you can take these supplements and you're not going to lose fat. So if you're not willing to eat correctly for fat loss, in which most people have no idea how to do that, then, you know, save your money. Don't spend on the supplements. You're just, you know, throwing your money away. But for fat loss, it would definitely, the Hypergain I would keep in the mix because it just helps with the muscle volumizing and the strength. And in the Nitrabol also, before and after workouts. And I would recommend the fat burner that I have called Zenamine. It doesn't have any stimulants or anything harmful in there like a lot of these fat burners do. A lot of these cell phone companies got in trouble with their fat burners because they have these stimulant types in there. But I would recommend the Zenamine because it doesn't give you that jittery feeling. It does speed up your metabolism, and it increases thermogenesis, which is the fancy technical scientific term for when your body raises its body temperature, which burns more fat. But it does it with a combination of ingredients that don't give you the jitters. They're not stimulants, so you're not nervous and freaking out. It's completely safe. So I would, you know, those would be the three I'd recommend for fat loss, in addition to, like I said, eating correctly for fat loss.
Awesome. So tell us, I mean, I know from experience, a lot of my friends, like, because I train with Elliot Hulse, and he's actually, I believe he's still sponsored by you guys, and he's, I've always been a skeptic on, like, what to take and, you know, nothing more than basic white creatine monohydrate and some muscle milk. But with your Hypergain, he was raving about it the second that, you know, he started taking it. And then I started taking it, and I was like, wow, this stuff works. It's really good. I mean, what kind of results have you seen people get? I know you have a lot of testimonials on your site, but what are some of the cool stories that you've heard from people when they take Hypergain that they've achieved?
Well, I've got so many testimonials. I've been a little lazy, Ryan. I've got a ton. I'm looking at a stack here that I just haven't had typed out and put on the website. It's probably my number one reordered product. It's the product that I just always recommend. If your goal is muscle gain or fat loss or even increased athletic performance, the first one you want to start with is Hypergain. And I get reorders after reorders after reorders. Now, this, I'll be real honest with you, this, especially among bodybuilders, this crowd is an extremely skeptical crowd. They have been sold so many crap supplements and, you know, and stuff that doesn't work. These guys, man, do not give you a second chance. And the fact that they just keep coming back, you know, month after month after month for reorders, you know, is a testimony to the product. you know, and it, of course it's going to vary. It all depends on your training program, your diet, your genetics, you know, and how you respond to that, and specifically how you're training and stuff like that. But I'm just regularly getting testimonials from guys who've been plateaued or couldn't gain, you know, who've gained anywhere, you know, from a couple pounds of muscle, 5 pounds of muscle, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20 pounds of muscle in a short period of time, you know, 8 to 12 weeks. You know, guys who are kind of focusing on fat loss, I've gotten a lot of testimonials from them that, you know, they've not put on a huge amount of muscle, but, you know, maybe they've put on like 3-4 pounds of muscle and dropped their body fat percentage, you know, like 6-8%, which is pretty significant. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, a ton of testimonials. Doggone it, I need to get this up on the site. There's a guy named Dan Pierce from Chicago that I just really admire. He's 56. He sent me before and after pics that you wouldn't believe. He was your typical fat truck driver. And his after picture was awesome, man. He the guy looked really good. He had a six-pack. He was built well. He had the V-shape, you know, great shoulders. You know, of course, he didn't look like one of the bloated, you know, roided-out bodybuilders in the magazine, but he looked like a really muscled-up, I wouldn't even know how to describe it, to like a Brad Pitt except with bigger muscle. You remember Brad Pitt in the Fight Club movie?
I was just about to think that everybody kind of relates back to the Brad Pitt from Fight Club physique, and I think only because he was just so shredded in that movie. I mean, it was just awesome to see that. But I mean, in reality, he was probably 145 pounds. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely, I mean, that's one of the most admirable movie physiques that. Maybe more like 300.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, but this guy Dan Pierce, you know, now it wasn't overnight. You know, it wasn't like, "Hey, 6 weeks later I went from fat to, you know, looking like a muscled up Brad Pitt." No, I think it was a good, don't quote me on this, but once I get it up on the site, we'll know for sure, but I think it was about 12 weeks, perhaps a little bit longer than that. But, you know, he did go from being pretty paunchy and overweight to looking like Brad Pitt did in the Fight Club if Brad had an extra 20 pounds of muscle on him.
Wow.
Now I will admit that he that guy worked his butt off, and just his diet was just right on. But 56 years old, man.
That's awesome.
You know, and I'm getting testimonials like that all the time. I know I sound like, you know, I know I probably sound like a commercial for this stuff, but you know, I can't help it. I literally developed these products for myself because I couldn't find what I wanted, the quality of stuff I wanted. So, yeah, naturally, yes, I am excited about it. But when you get hundreds of testimonials like that and reorder after reorder after reorder, you know, the product is working for a lot of people.
What what's the secret ingredient? I know you added in, I believe there's, isn't there like a miniature testosterone booster built right into the Hypergain, or can you expand on that a little bit, or what you did to differentiate?
Well, here's the deal. I knew with the Crealkaline that, you know, that's a revolutionary breakthrough in creatine technology. And I knew just with that alone, you know, people would start getting good results. But I just wanted a product, that people would get results from, like, pretty quickly, which you can with Crealkaline. But then I didn't just want the creatine results. I wanted something to help with the hormones, and I'll explain that real quickly. If your hormones are off, you know, you can just, you know, be eating an entire cow a day and, you know, working your butt off in the gym, and you're just not going to gain muscle. And, you know, I'm not the smart guy who figured this out. Actually, a lot of the old-timers like Vince Guaranda and Rio Blair figured that out. You know, when they got a new guy in their gym who was a hard gainer, first thing they do is start doing stuff to get his hormones balanced out, you know, and get his body producing more testosterone. So when I had Hypergain formulated, I added some stuff that, I mean, these ingredients on their own will help your body boost its testosterone levels. But when they're combined together, they work what's called synergistically, another one of them fancy high-tech terms. Basically what that means is on their own, you know, they work pretty well. But when they're combined, each ingredient increases the other one's effectiveness. So I added some stuff in there that, you know, the research showed that it would help boost testosterone levels. So Hypergain is not just the the effects of the crealkaline. It's also got some things to help get your testosterone levels up. And don't freak out. It doesn't contain testosterone or anything like that. In a nutshell, and to not get complicated, it helps your body and stimulates your body to produce more of its own testosterone. And so, you know, if a guy's low on testosterone or something, you know, these ingredients work together to increase that.
Awesome. The average, you know, just like the average Joe, like kind of how you started, if they started taking Hypergain, like what can they expect, you know, in the first couple of weeks? How long do they really start seeing any type of results? Is it something that happens, you know, immediately, or does it take some time? Solid training program.
Usually what happens is it takes a couple weeks. It could take anywhere from like 2 to 4 weeks to really start feeling the effects of the crealkaline. That's why I said it doesn't matter when you take it. It just matters that you take it consistently, because it seems like it needs a little time to build up in the body. The same thing when people would take creatine monohydrate. They have to, you know, gag down these massive dosages, you know, for several weeks to start seeing any results. The crealkaline is much more effective, so you can take a whole lot less. But it's the same process. It does seem to take a few weeks before people start feeling like the muscle volumization. I mean, you just feel tighter. You can feel it. You know, your shoulders are fuller. You know, you feel your muscles just feel a little fuller. You know, when you're in the gym, you get better pumps. That's not immediate, though. Like I said, it could be anywhere from like 2 to 4 weeks to start feeling that. And the other ingredients that are in there that support healthy testosterone levels, those, not for everybody, those don't seem to kick in right away. I mean, some guys have told me, yeah, they start feeling, you know, the strength increases and like, they kind of start feeling the testosterone increases quickly. As a general rule, not usually. That seems to kick in after about 4 weeks. Anywhere from about 4 to 8 weeks is when that effect of the product seems to start kicking in. Like I said, it could be sooner than that. Could be a little different. Depends on you, but. Really, in my opinion, I think somebody should be on it a minimum of 12 weeks to really get everything just humming along at concert pitch, where you're getting the you know, the maximum effects from the crealkaline and the other ingredients that are supporting the testosterone levels.
And you have actually a little special deal that you have on there to entice people to stay on for that. Can you explain? I believe if you get a free bottle, is that?
Yeah. You know, that's the problem with a lot of people. We're so conditioned in this society to have instant results. And supplements, you know, are not drugs. You know, with drugs, you know, you take an antibiotic for 7 days, you know, and it's knocked the infection out of your system. Or, you know, you take steroids for like, you know, 4 weeks, and some guys have gained 8 to 10 pounds, you know, in 4 weeks with steroids. But supplements just do not work that fast. So I know when people stay on this product, if they will stay on it a minimum of 12 weeks, they're going to see results, and they're going to be happy, and they're going to want to keep taking the product. They won't want to give up those results. So, yeah, I've put together a little special with the hope that it, you know, will motivate people to stay on it. It's basically, I call it the Hyper Game Preferred Customer Club. And on your first purchase, a bottle normally costs like $39.95. The discounted price is $39.95. Long story short, I'm working on a distribution deal to get these products in places like GNC and Vitamin Shoppe. When it's in GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, the price is going to be $69.95 a bottle. But right now, when you get it direct from the website, you can get a bottle for $39.95. Well, when you place your initial order, I'm going to give you an extra bottle free. So you'll only pay the $39.95, and you'll get the second bottle free. And I did that as hopefully an incentive to, you know, to keep people taking the product long enough to start seeing and feeling results. Honestly, if somebody just bought one bottle and that's all they ever bought, and they took it for one bottle is a 4 week supply. Yeah, there's a chance. There's a good chance that they're going to start seeing and feeling results after those 4 weeks. But there's a chance of no. Like I said, it does. Sometimes it doesn't start kicking in till after about 4 weeks. So that's the promotion. You buy one bottle, and you get the second one free.
Awesome. Well, I mean, you want to go ahead and we'll do answer. I mean, we can answer one more question for these folks. And kind of end it off on that note. What do you think, Rick?
That sounds good. I know. You know, I want to respect your time. I know you told your subscribers an hour, and I apologize if I rambled a little bit too long on each question. But yeah, let's hit one more question. I'll try to answer more succinctly.
Well, more or less, this one's kind of from my point of view, my question, because I always like hearing people's, you know, kind of like their battle stories, I guess you could say, like their hardest workouts in the gym, and what their do you have one workout you can remember where you're just like, if you could go back to, you're just like, wow, that was the most brutal workout I've ever done, and which one would that be? I always like hearing people's stories like about that.
Well, there's been several, man. You know, I've done some crazy stuff trying to gain muscle. Still, to this day, the most brutal workout I've ever done has been that 20-rep squat workout. I specifically remember this day. It was a gym in Dayton, Ohio, and you know, each week I was adding weight to the bar and feeling pretty good about that. But so I think I was only adding like 5 pounds at a time normally, you know, a 2.5 pound plate on each side. But for some reason that day I just felt like, yeah, you know, feeling really strong. I'm going to add a 5 pounder on each side. So I'm going up 10 pounds on my squats. You know, and I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, just the previous workout, I thought I was going to die. I mean, honestly, at rep 15, I honestly thought I was going to die. So here I am adding 10 more pounds and going to do 20 reps with a weight I can normally only do 10 reps with. And I honestly don't know how I got through that. I was just so driven to gain muscle, and I knew this was the way to do it. Man, same thing about rep 14. I'm dying. Like, I can't, you know, it's like I'm sucking in these deep breaths, but no matter how many breaths I suck in, it's like I just can't get enough breath. And I'm getting all dizzy and stuff with this, you know, with this weight on my back, you know, got the squat bar on my back, and I'm dizzy. And it seems like I'm taking forever between reps. Like, when you do that program, you take these deep breaths. It is literally breathe in, breathe out, breathe out. You know, I'm doing like 8 to 10 breaths like that between reps. Everything's turning white. My hearing actually cut off after about rep 16. It was like somebody just poured water in my ears. I don't know why that happens, but like all of a sudden I couldn't hear. It was like I was underwater and everything's white. I have no peripheral vision left. I'm just seeing in front of me and everything's going white. I'm dizzy and I'm thinking, I am not going to rack this bar. If I rack this bar, I lose. And 20 is the magic number to gain muscle. Mm-hmm. And I just kept going. I literally racked the bar, I literally fell face first. You know, thank God they have those rubber mats on the floor. I literally fell face first on the floor. I don't know how long I was down, but, you know, people were coming up asking if I'm okay. even the manager came over worried, and I just honestly couldn't get up. All I could do was lay face down and breathe or try to breathe. I was down for a long time. I just reassured, I'm okay, just let me lay here.
That's awesome.
Crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah, the things that we will do to hopefully gain a pound of muscle or whatnot, you know?
yeah, exactly.
Well, Rick, I want to thank you a lot for your time this evening and coming on and hopefully clearing up some of the mysteries that people have been told about supplementation and what's the best thing to use. And I hope people on the line are, you know, take up that offer of the free bottle of the Hyper Game, you know, until Rick decides to take that down. You never actually know, because I definitely, 39 is better than 69 in my book, and a free bottle is always good. So, Rick, if you got anything else you want to say, give me your website one more time.
It's anabolicsecrets.com. That's anabolicsecrets.com. And, yeah, I just like to say, Ryan, I really appreciate what you're doing. I love your websites. I love your attitude, by the way. And I appreciate that, you know, you're doing these kind of things to help your subscribers. And I hope they appreciate it, too. You know, you're trying to get them the information they need to accomplish their goals. And that's really admirable because a lot of people just don't bother taking the time to do that. So, you know, let me thank you for that. And I'm more than happy to come back anytime if you ever want to do this again.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be more. But I don't plan on stopping my teleseminars anytime soon. I found out that people like them, and I've gotten pretty good at them. So why stop something you're good at? And I mean, I know I've done, I think that you right now, I think are like my 21st that I've done since I started doing these things in November.
So, oh, holy smokes. Wow.
Yeah, I've done pretty much everybody. So a lot of the bigger names. Some guys are hard to get, and mainly I find they're only hard to get due to scheduling conflicts. It's hard to get people nailed down for an hour due to their busy
schedule.
Did you
have Elliot Hulse on?
Yeah, I had him. I'm doing a product on musclebuildingdeathmatch.com, and it's a free teleseminar series to listen, but you only get the replay for 24 hours afterwards. And I had Elliot Hulse versus Zach Evanesh, and Elliot ended up winning that battle. And the next deathmatch is next week, actually, and I have Vince Domani versus Jason Ferrugia. I'm hoping to nail that. I nailed down Vince finally, but Ferrugia is kind of a tough guy to get hold of, but he said he would do it. So, I mean, Elliot will be back on against whoever wins that one here shortly. So I'm a big fan. I actually trained with Elliot out of here in St. Pete.
Oh, so, man. First of all, you've had some heavy hitter guests on, that's for sure. How you ever line those guys up is beyond me. So kudos to you for that. I love Elliot Hulse. He and I think a lot alike as far as like mass building routines. I was down there a few months ago and videotaped him demonstrating a mass building routine, and you know, you couldn't pick a better guy to train with, that's for sure.
No, he definitely we both kind of got turned on to the sport of strongman. after going to a little seminar in Sarasota, Florida. And I mean, I just competed last weekend in my, well, technically it was my second strongman show because I did the first one like 3 years ago. But so I can really consider it my first, but I ended up taking third out of about seven people. So I got a nice little plaque, and I credit training with Elliot to being able to do that. So he's definitely a good guy to train under.
Good job on that, man. I didn't know about the strongman contest. Congratulations. That's quite a feat right there.
Yeah, they're brutal. That's it takes on a whole new, you know, you're kind of not doing it for muscle building after that. Even though we all like to look good, I like to compete. So if somebody can deadlift, you know, let's say 520, and I'm good for 512, I'm gonna fight my way to get to that 20 just so I can either tie with him or beat him. You know, it's like, I love little competitions like that.
Right. Well, so, man, congrats on that. I wasn't aware of that. And you know, like I said, kudos to you, man. You have gone above and beyond bringing on some, you know, some spectacularly successful and knowledgeable people on your teleseminar series. I really hope your subscribers appreciate that, because I know how difficult it is to get those guys lined up.
Yeah, I get a lot of good emails, so people are definitely appreciative, and I appreciate it. I mean, the fact that, I mean, as of right now, there are 46 people listening in on the webcast and about 10 on the phone, so I appreciate every one of them for taking, you know, the hour out of their day to come listen to me talk to you. So, I mean, that to me is really cool, and the internet makes it possible that we're able to do stuff like that. So,
well, Ryan, I really, really appreciate you having me on, and to all your subscribers listening, thanks for listening in. If anybody's interested, I will be more than happy to come back and hit some of the other questions we didn't get. I'm sorry, because of time limits, we didn't get to them. But, yeah, thanks for inviting me, man. This was a lot of fun.
No problem, man. Thanks a lot, Rick. And once again, definitely, if you guys are interested, check out his, you know, basically buy one, get one free bottle of Hypergain. You can click the link below this webcast or visit AnabolicSecrets.com. And once again, this is Ryan McGinn with Muscle Gaining Experts and MuscleBuildingDeathmatch.com. And thanks a lot. Talk to you later, Rick.
Okay, take care.